Welcome to Midday Mumbles Podcast, episode 15. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And welcome back. Isaac, you are back here. But before...
Hey.
Yes.
I didn't run away this time.
But before we get into the episode, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles to help support the show and continue to make this show free for all ages and ears and whatever. So, let's get right into the episode. How you guys doing this week?
I don't know. You know, doing all right. Not sick anymore. At least
yeah,
not,
you had the flu.
Not mostly.
Bro, we missed you last week. We just sat and talked shit about you for like an hour.
Man, sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes that's just the way life goes.
That's a lie.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about you, Mom.
We were showing our love and support through the airwaves to Isaac.
The entire time?
Yes.
So that's what I was feeling like when you guys were recording last week. You know, I noticed you guys were in there and I was feeling something special going on. That's what it was?
Yes. That's what it was. We just, you know, wanted to give you love and support, and the viewers wanted to give you love and support too.
I appreciate that. That really means everything.
We told people to comment down below and wish Isaac the best of luck getting better, and no one commented, so...
I mean, that's all the love and support you could ever ask for right there.
So, the coronavirus is still going around, which is...
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Everyone likes that.
I was watching a report, Tucker Carlson, last night on Fox about it, and he was talking about how there's a cruise ship that was in Tokyo, and there's like 5 or 10 Americans on the ship. The ship is quarantined. It's planning on being quarantined for like 2 weeks. And I don't know, man. I mean, people, I don't know. Brody seems to think that we shouldn't be freaking out about the coronavirus, but...
I think you cough into my mouth, I cough into Brody's mouth. We all spread it, you know? We become part of the problem.
Yes.
You know? If this is what the Asians wish for the world to come to, spread the coronavirus, you know? That's...
But what, like, a point that Tucker brought up was, like, we can't exactly trust the Chinese government.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly probably worse than they're saying.
Yeah.
I saw, considering it's the Chinese government.
Well, I saw a statistic that I showed Brody that said by like the 22nd of February, there'd be over like 50 million people that are infected or something. And was it 50 million or was it more? I think there was like millions of people dead. And we're like basically a few days away from that. And I don't think we have nearly that many cases, but...
Not in America. We have, like, three. I don't actually know, but we don't have many.
No, we don't have too many, which is good. It was similar, like, with the Ebola thing, when the Ebola outbreak a few years ago.
Right.
Everyone was freaking out.
No, it's totally different.
No, it isn't, because a few Americans had it, and it was all over the news. Everyone was so, like, they were freaking out about it, and it didn't amount to too much. Like, let's be honest, it just...
Well, it didn't in our country.
No, but there. I mean, it didn't originate here, so that's good.
Sure. It's like someone's playing Plague Inc. on a specialty Area 51 computer. They're just, send it over here.
I saw a meme.
People made that connection, too. Because, like, since this is a new strain of the virus, it's like... Whoa, somebody is like starting up a new game of Plague Inc. and just looking at it go.
Well,
think
did
it's
guys...
gonna last in rats for 2 weeks longer.
Yeah. I was playing Plague Inc. on my Android like a few months ago and I like killed the whole world in a few seconds, but that's I digress. But there was so the Simpsons predicted this. Did you hear about that, Isaac?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, there was an episode where it was called the coronavirus on the TV, and it came out in like the 90s or something, and there were like Chinese people coughing into boxes, and that's how people were getting sick over here. But
I think this proves,
you know, that's because
that
there's been different strains of the coronavirus, though, you know.
No,
like,
it's
I don't
just
think they
the
predicted
Simpsons,
anything.
The Simpsons, they know the future.
I think they were making parody out of SARS and MERS.
Matt Groening knows the future of everything. I think he's a time traveler.
Seriously, he's Doctor Who.
Well, he predicted Donald Trump. He predicted, they predicted 9/11. They predicted a shit ton of things in the 30 plus year run that Simpsons been on TV. So, you know,
I mean, there's also just a lot of Simpsons episodes. So, I mean, yes, they're probably going to have some overlap with the real world every now and then.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. But, you know, some stuff you just pick out and it's like, wow.
Maybe the Simpsons is actually causing all these horrible things. And it's not just they predicted
the Simpsons.
They are the reason.
The Simpsons is inspiring terrorism.
No, not inspiring. They are directly doing. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they're
like, it's not like people see the Simpsons or like, I think I should do that. It's just the Simpsons is doing it.
That's
it's the Simpsons' fault.
Wow, those are some huge accusations. I'm just kidding.
I think we should go on strike against the Simpsons.
I don't really watch the Simpsons that much.
Well, still go on strike.
I think I'm more of a Family Guy fan, to be honest.
We could take some Sharpies, make some protest like board things, go wander around the streets, wander into Skowhegan, stand on the bridge for a few hours.
Hmm.
You know.
Good idea. Very good idea.
Most of you won't understand that, but there's always people protesting in a town called Skowhegan here.
Yeah.
They're always on the bridge holding up their signs or whatever.
They always
are. I don't
ever
really read them, but
I remember, I think it was last year, I went to the pub, which is a restaurant in Skowhegan, and we turned around. We actually had to go over that bridge over by the islands to turn around. And they were like a ton of protesters, and I can't remember what they were protesting. I think it was like Trump's immigration plan or something. And that's what I read on the sign. And they were like probably about 10 or 15 people just walking back and forth, screaming and chanting. And
it's just a bunch of old crazy liberals.
That word isn't allowed anymore, Isaac. What the hell?
What?
I'm just kidding.
You're afraid we're going to get hit with some sort of strike for microaggressions?
No, man. But... So this week was a very eventful week. Geez, a lot of stuff happened this week. Tuesday was President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, and a lot of stuff happened. Mainly, Trump basically was just telling Americans that he's, you know, doing a good job, which basically he is, right?
I thought it was interesting that he had a lot of like the special guests be directly associated with the points he was making, kind of deal with problems like, oh, this person is a victim of this and this, and I'm gonna fix that, kind of deal. I mean, yeah, it was clearly more geared towards re-election, State of the Union, yeah.
He got a lot of flack though for giving that radio host Jeez, I forget his name now.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh.
He totally deserves it, though. I mean, the guy's dying of cancer, and he's been really influential. I don't see why he doesn't deserve it.
No, definitely.
I mean, people would be against it that don't like him, but those people probably also don't like Donald Trump, so who even cares?
He definitely deserved it, and I'm glad he got it. I don't think he expected he was going to get it. You know, he was very up, crying of tears of joy.
Yeah,
because that's the
it was beautiful
biggest
to watch.
Award. It was, because that's the biggest award that any citizen can get. You know, that's not a part of the government or anything.
Yeah.
So that was definitely pretty an emotional moment, but Yeah, and then that there was some veterans. So this young kid hasn't seen his father in months, like over a year. He was in I think it was Afghanistan or something, and they made it so he could come home, and they actually he saw his young son during the State of the Union address. Like, it was on TV, and I thought that was beautiful, too.
I mean, honestly, that's a cheap move. I'm going to take an unpopular opinion on this one just because to make the podcast more interesting. It was a cheap move by Donald Trump. That's like pulling out puppies, you know?
Yeah, but...
Isaac's hot takes.
That wouldn't change my mind, though, on if he's going to be a good president, because anyone could pull a few strings. But anyone could. Obama could have pulled a few strings. He could have just made some phone calls and had him on the next plane home. You know, that's not going to change.
When Obama was president, maybe.
Oh yeah, when Obama. That's what I'm saying. Any president could have done that. So
yeah,
that doesn't make or break their campaign. I just thought it was a beautiful thing. Because if you have the power to do so, do some things like that, then if I was president, I would definitely be doing things like that every now and then because it's beautiful to watch and, you know.
I mean, sure, and I guess it would make you feel like a good person. That's always cool.
Yes. But but then we got to get to the juice of the story where the end of it, you know, Trump
Pelosi
gets up,
rips up the...
Nancy Pelosi, man. So...
The entire time, did you notice she would just like, she would refuse to look at Donald Trump. She was just kind of staring off over at the liberals on the right side of the place. Or,
yeah, she was mocking
I guess right
him.
Side of the camera, was looking at the crowd.
She was mocking him a few times. And, she ripped up the paper and it went viral on Twitter and Facebook. And, I read somewhere in the ballpark of 1 to 4 million phone calls were placed to her office in California by angered U.S. citizens. And her voicemail, and I even called, my parents were calling a couple times because they, you know, you're a citizen. This person is a Speaker of the House, and she's disrespecting the president during the most important address.
Yeah.
4 million calls is a lot of calls, so... The following morning, she had
a
press conference.
Thank you for waiting. Your call is not important to us.
Basically.
Right. It's like 4 million nothings because nobody got it.
Oh, yeah. They left voicemails. They were listening to them, I guess. Because the next morning, before the impeachment hearings on Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi had a press conference. And she addressed it. But she said the reason she ripped up her paper was basically because... the State of the Union is, you know, the president's asking Congress to approve, you know, like budgets or whatever. That's kind of part of it. And she basically ripped up the paper because she thought at the time that he wasn't going to be the president. So why the hell do I need to keep this paper? And, well,
that's so
strange. That next day,
right.
He's still our president. So, but.
Yeah, no, I find it funny that anyone even thought that he was going to get impeached right from the start. I didn't really care because I knew it was just going to hit the Senate and they were going to vote no on
it.
Well,
not exactly. It was very close.
It was not close.
The first one needs two-thirds.
It doesn't need half.
The second one was about 5 votes. If they had 6 more Democrat votes, he would have been impeached on that article.
No, because it's 2/3.
Well, okay. Well, anyway.
It's not half. It's 2/3. So you need 2/3 vote.
Well, a few Republicans were being heroes. Mitt Romney. And voted to impeach president. But I watched it live because, you know, you live through something like that. There's only been like 3 impeachments in history. And that's kind of a big deal. So... I watched it on YouTube, and Brody, did you watch it? I linked it to you.
No, I watched like 2 minutes, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was just really boring. I mean, none of it really, there wasn't a whole lot of much going on. It was just kind of...
Yeah, oh yeah, whatever. It's just, you know, Senate stuff, like, we're voting on this, and you know what I mean? So, very simple stuff, but... I thought it was an interesting thing to watch because, you know, you only see that things like that every now and then, so very rare.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. He's the first president that was impeached, but either didn't resign or wasn't actually impeached from office. Because Richard Nixon resigned. Bill Clinton was removed from office. And Trump wasn't removed from office, which he's the first president in that case. But,
I mean, hey.
Yeah, he's making history.
But good thing, too.
But here, I mean, literally the day after, the Democrats weren't happy, obviously. They weren't happy, so now they're trying to get him for other things.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, they still
well, they need to be able to tell, you know,
yeah,
their sheeple that it's okay, he's going away, you know. You did wrong things, we promise.
Yeah. But this is just basically guaranteed his re-election, you know?
I mean, they wasted so much money. The Democratic candidates are a joke, so I mean...
Well, they are a joke, but the only real threat, I think, personally, is Michael Bloomberg, only because of his budget. He's willing to spend billions to get re-elected. That's the only thing. Like, you have two billionaires, but I could foresee, you know, Trump isn't going to want to blow through billions of dollars to get reelected, you know, but Michael Bloomberg has that extra money. You know what I mean?
What's the deal with him? Is he Democrat or is he?
He's a Democrat. He's a Democrat, but he's in and out. He's in and out. Like he's not at all the debates.
I haven't seen him with like any of the other Democrats or being in like polls or anything or.
I don't understand.
Like,
he
seems like he's running independent. Is that what he's doing?
No, he's running Democrat.
Huh. Weird.
I think he just thinks because he's worth $60 billion, he can just basically do whatever he wants.
I mean,
but he throws, you know, $100 million at the DNC. He'll be in the next friggin' debate. Don't worry. But, I have a feeling the only. Other than Michael Bloomberg, the only other threat for Trump would probably be Bernie Sanders, because a lot of younger people like the aspect of free shit. So, and he definitely is wanting to give it away.
The problem is they think it's free.
They think,
or
it's
rather,
free,
they don't understand the full. They don't have a full grasp on what it does to the economy and how they're still paying for it.
Yeah, well,
it's just forced paying instead of free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Brody and I had a conversation last episode on how all the candidates are basically wanting to pay for your college debt, you know, if if you're young enough to, you know, be a voter for them. But we were talking about that, you know. And how there was a Steven Crowder video. I'm not sure if you saw it or not, but basically, Crowder was just talking about how the majority of student debt comes from people who don't finish their major or whatever. We discussed this last week, so the people listening know. But we had that conversation, and I thought it was a very good conversation. But
yeah, I mean, why should we give handouts to losers and failures?
Well,
I don't.
Not just losers, but why should the government be responsible for paying for people to go to college? Because personally, that doesn't make much sense to me. One of the big things nowadays is a lot of companies. So you go to Carabac, you're a senior now in high school. But a lot of those kids that are a lot of those students, if
you
they
just
go into like
Isaac, what the heck?
Well, I doxed Isaac. I basically
People
doxed
are gonna
myself.
Hunt me down.
I doxed Isaac, but I basically doxed myself because I'm not too far from the high school.
the paparazzi, they're gonna be waiting at the school now. They're gonna.
Oh yeah.
Where's Isaac?
But a lot of the students.
We're gonna have to change schools. We're gonna have to change names. It's
but a lot of
catastrophe.
A lot of students around here in Maine, especially, you see them going and they're getting they're going into trade schools, and their employers are paying for them to go to trade school. Like, they're training them, basically. They're paying for them to be trained. There's a lot of businesses around here that they'll pre-hire you out of high school, but they'll pay for you to go to school and then you work for them. One of the best examples is there's a Chimbro. You know what Chimbro is? You know what Chimbro is?
Doesn't do woodwork. They do like...
They do whatever. They do... They're a business. My point is they pay for people. Like, they'll prepay for people. And other companies do that. They'll pay for you to go to trade school or whatever you need to go. And then sure, the promises yeah, like, that you work for them.
Like, Chimbra runs the welding program that's connected to the school.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, so... I don't know. That's basically my point was that's where a lot of people around here, you know, that's what they do. They get, they're doing a pre-job, except for like if you're in the engineer, you know, you want to be an engineer. That's a totally different thing. You want to be a doctor. That's a totally different thing. I'm referring to trade schools and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean.
I mean, you just excluded engineering from it, but I'm going to a trade school for pre-engineering, so
yeah I understand that, but like you couldn't go to a trade school for the actual engineering degree, could you?
No I could not, for like, because obviously I'm gonna have to go to college for it. But it's just like a introductory type thing, just to familiarize you with a lot of the concepts. And
yeah, I personally feel like there should be more programs offered to high school students around the United States for more than just what they offer now. Like, I think what Sky Hegan and Karabek do right now, I think that's a good thing. Really, yeah. I think it is, really and truly, because our school's budget couldn't afford to do that on their own.
Like, well, it's not a part of Sky Hegan. It's just SCTC is its own thing, and it just happens to be next to Sky Hegan. It's not like it's... Yeah. It's a thing with the county. It's not a thing with the towns. Yeah.
Well... I'm referring to what's that thing a lot of people like, graphic design, they do it at the Skowhegan High School.
SCTC.
Well, that was something I was thinking about doing when I was in high school, but I couldn't see too many pros with that, because I already know the stuff, you know what I mean? And we had this conversation when you were here building my PC. But I'm a pure capitalist, and at the end of the day, I don't want to be doing free work for client for the Skowhegan School's clients or whatever, because, you know.
Wow.
I could be doing it myself.
You got to pay sounds to get like Gage work. Said.
Yeah, I work for $30 an hour, so hire me on Upwork if you want to use my services. But,
Gage does not give handouts.
I do not give handouts. I am the definition of a capitalist and an opportunityist. I find opportunity anywhere I can.
Opportunist.
I'm also a retardist. But
that is true.
Yes.
That's end the episode right there.
Yes, end of episode. I'm just kidding. We've only been here for 25 minutes, so...
Gage is stupid. End of story.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Isaac. Now, you will not be on the next episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast.
Hey, you know what? I'm fine with that. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
So, Brody, I messaged Isaac today, and I said, hey, let's do the podcast before 6 p.m. Right, let's get it done, or you know, at least start it before 6 p.m. And he messages me. He says something about Isaac. What did you say?
I don't know. Go check.
Yeah, you made a joke. You made a joke. Isaac made a joke for once. I don't know what you said, but anyway,
picked on you for having an office.
Yes, and then you said you like to record never, and
yeah,
yep. So then Brody messaged me, says, hey, can you ask Isaac to be on at 4:50.
And both you were late. I'm sitting there, I'm staring at the time, I'm like, it's 4:50 right now. Where are these guys?
Well, okay. In our defense, or in my defense, Brody said he was going to go get dinner, and he was back. I was only 4 minutes late because I was releasing my new YouTube video. Check it out on the Gage Nelson YouTube channel. blatant promo. But yeah, we were only late by 4 minutes, so I was only late for 4 minutes, and then Isaac got back pretty quickly. But yeah,
I switched browsers. I'm now using the Brave browser.
I don't know what the Brave browser is. Can you please explain?
It's like a browser.
I know.
They're a little more. It's just basically Chrome, or it runs on DuckDuckGo or Firefox. It does any of the ones you want for the actual engine, and then they just value privacy a little more than the rest of them. And they have this gimmicky thing where you earn points after you like use it for long enough, and that will go to like creators or something that you watch, so they can still make money without you having to watch intrusive or, you know, ads that monitor you kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, there was so I used to have a podcast a few years ago, and we were sponsored by a company called Ecosa.org, and they're a search engine. They're a search engine.
That one seems kind of stupid, honestly.
Every time you search the web, they plant a tree, and it's a cool idea, I guess. But yeah, Ecosa, they sponsored us for like an entire 5 episodes or something. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But, you know, I guess they're a cool search engine, I suppose, but I don't really buy into all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah,
I think we got enough trees. We got to start destroying the trees.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Just starting forest fires, guys.
Yes.
We have too many trees. The oxygen, it's too immense. Everything, it's catastrophe. Okay, burn the trees.
Yeah.
Burn the trees. Burn the trees.
Burn the trees. Nah, don't burn the trees. But I think it's kind of cool. But yesterday was a day that really pissed me off, okay?
Yesterday, it was a very bad movie. That's all.
No. Let's talk about this. Yesterday was a very good movie, but I
know it was a bad movie. Okay.
So yesterday, I'm basically working for most of the day. Well, okay. I got in and Brody and I were playing a game, but then I actually had some work to do towards the afternoon. Brody had left, and I was finished some work up for a client, and then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make a video. So I'm getting my camera and all that stuff set up, my light boxes, I'm plugging them in, getting them all situated, and then I go on Chrome because I'm like gonna do a Reddit video or something, and I look down in my corner and I see the dinosaur. I'm like, what the hell is a dinosaur on for? So I'm like screwing around with the Wi-Fi set. I'm like, is the Wi-Fi card even plugged in? So I'm trying to figure this shit out. And I go in the server room, and I'm like looking at, I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I pull out my phone, I go on the down detector. And I guess Spectrum, my internet provider, was out worldwide. I mean, United States wide. And I'm like, why are they out? So I'm reading comments, and, you know, entire states are out. Maine was out, New Hampshire was out, California, Florida, all kinds of states were out if you had Spectrum. So I see on Facebook, like an hour later, one of my Facebook friends has Spectrum, and he went on there and he made a post. I guess Spectrum got DDoSed, like for the entire day yesterday, a majority of yesterday. I mean, and
I'm just kind of surprised by that they weren't able to deal with the DDoS throughout the entire day.
But entire states were down. The majority of the country was down, and I couldn't personally believe it. I'll actually I'll post a graph in the chat. You guys can see live reaction. But I thought it was very, very. It sucked. Definitely, it sucked.
For those who don't know what a DDoS type attack is, it's basically someone creates a virus and they'll spread it to a bunch of computers. And then use all those computers all at once to coordinate an attack on a server by just constantly pinging it. And it will just get overwhelmed and run down or shut off the server.
But that's the map. As you can see, a majority of the United States that had Spectrum was out. Seriously, that's... but it was back on by about 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. So it came back on, but... I couldn't make my video. I couldn't release my video, and I was pissed. But they were out yesterday, which kind of sucked. But I don't know,
sucker. I don't have Spectrum anymore, and I didn't ever know.
Yeah. Well, I've been personally DDoSed before. Have you ever been DDoSed, Isaac?
No, why would I have been DDoSed and not like a company?
When you piss the wrong person off, you get DDoSed. But I remember I must have been 15 years old, and I was at my home, and we had Spectrum. And I was in a Skype call with some people. We were playing games. And I pissed this one guy off. And he's like, you want me to DDoS you? I said, you wouldn't dare DDoS me. You don't even know how to DDoS. Well, that was a mistake.
Always he challenge found, people, Gage.
He found my IP address. And he literally shut my internet off for an entire day. I remember, like, It was off until probably about like 8 o'clock that night, and I think he probably turned his computer off so it didn't, you know. But
that is how you make it in the world. You someone's yeah. like, "Hey, I'm gonna do something, and you're not gonna like it," and you go, "Oh yeah, I bet you won't."
But we were friends. We were sort of friends, so we're like acquaintances. So I won't say this person's name because it is illegal.
No, he DDoSes you. You dox him. It's called revenge, okay? Just tell everyone his address right now. His bank account number.
But it was over 5 years ago, bro.
What?
It was over 5 years ago.
Well.
I was 50. Yeah, right. Yeah. I think I was either late 14 years old or early 15 years old. So I was definitely young, but. Then there was another time I was Twitch streaming, and someone said in the chat that if I don't, this is a funny story. So I was Twitch streaming, like one of the first times I had ever Twitch streamed, and these people were in the chat, and so someone raided my stream, and I had like 600 people on the chat, and there were these people that were like saying, we can't hear you. They all were saying they can't hear me. It was like this YouTuber trolled me or something. And you ever seen those like Twitch fail videos where they'll be like, they'll raid the stream and they'll be like, there's a spider on your head or something?
Yeah.
Well, in my case, it was, we can't hear you. So here I am, 14 year old Gage. A lot happened when I was 14, 14 year old Gage. And I'm like, and with my squeaker voice, what do you mean? You can't hear me. I had OBS open trying to figure this out. And then one of them was like, just give me your, I'm from Twitch support. Give me your stream code and we'll figure it out. So I gave them my stream code, my stream key. And they literally started streaming inappropriate content and got my Twitch banned. And this YouTuber had like 200,000 subs at the time, and I think I made it in a video. I don't know. He commented on the video I made about it because I had a YouTube channel at the time too. And I was just like, I thought I'd get a cool clickbaity title and thumbnail out of it. So I made a video, and I guess the guy found it and commented, and I think I was on his channel for a little while, but I don't think he creates videos anymore. So, but
I mean, yeah,
Isaac, you got any stories like that?
No, not really. I just kind of goof around.
Yep. I think Brody knew that story because I think I told him a few years ago. But
yeah, that did.
Yeah. Definitely. But
I've just been scrolling through the GIFs on Discord while you were talking.
Sorry, man. Okay. How was being sick anyway? How was it?
I mean, it sucked.
Yeah.
I laid down on the couch and I watched a lot of, you know, the show Last Man Standing?
With Tim Allen, yeah.
Yeah, I just watched a crap ton of that.
Very good show.
That's about all I did for the week.
Well, that's a very good show.
I guess. It's a funny show.
I can't believe ABC canceled that show.
Did they?
And then Fox picked it up.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty conservative, so it would be a riskier show to have on your stations and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is a very risque show. But
they're actually funny.
Yeah. You can't say that anymore.
What?
It's funny.
It is.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it, Gage? Are you triggered?
No.
Gage, are you triggered? You little baby boy? You upset about me sharing my opinion?
I've only seen a few episodes of Last Man Standing.
You could try crying. Have you ever tried crying, Gage?
I'm a fan of that show. I have not tried.
That would be cool. Good for views.
Yeah. You could title this, "Oh my God, Isaac made me cry so hard."
Yeah, how do you think that would be able to...
Everyone would click on it.
I think the first question would be like, "Who the fuck's Isaac?"
You gotta click on the video to find out.
Yes.
In parentheses, emotional.
Then you gotta put in brackets, "Gone sexual." That'll get a ton of views. But you guys weren't on YouTube in 2014? The friggin' kissing pranks, you guys didn't see that stuff?
Oh, jeez.
No, I saw it.
When pranks were a thing.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have? A prank video filled YouTube or a world with K-pop?
A world with K-pop.
First choice.
You'd rather have prank videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
I'd rather have K-pop.
I think I agree. I really hate K-pop.
Well, is that the only music?
No, it just exists. A world that's just K-pop. That's not a world.
Well, then
I'll
go for the prank
in.
Channels. I don't like K-pop, but if it just exists, then I guess I'm.
I would rather have like exclusively prank videos on YouTube, which I hate prank videos, than have K-pop exist.
Vitaly and Roman Atwood, oh my God, they used to be the goats on YouTube. Like before Logan Paul, they used to be the big guys.
Here's the thing: is Logan Paul isn't even good, and neither are the other two just said.
Well, Logan
They're
Paul
all
didn't
bad.
Make prank. The Logan Paul didn't make prank channel. It didn't have a prank channel though.
I don't care. They're still
pranks,
bad.
Pranks used to. I remember when pranks had like high ass CPMs. One of the big things was you had to create a community channel where you'd re-upload pranks, and my group of friends would do that, and one of them got really lucky and had a few videos go viral, and he made a shit ton of cash from that, because you got to remember, like, you're looking at like a $40 CPM.
Were you involved with this?
I created a prank channel once, a community channel, just to try it, but I couldn't upload. I couldn't do it.
It was too wrong for even you. Even Gage Nelson couldn't stoop that low.
Well, it wasn't too wrong. I didn't want to waste my time. I don't know. I never used to like community channels. I feel like community channels on YouTube are very cancerous. I know that term is very 2015, but I don't know. You guys familiar with community channels? I mean, Isaac,
I feel like a lot of channels on YouTube, community or not, are pretty cancerous. Like this one channel, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's just called Gage. It's very cancerous. I don't know how many videos. He's got this one video on here. 3 ways to make money online 2019. Oh, make $1,000 per week.
You could make more than that too. That's over a passive income.
So cringy. He's only got one good video on there. Funny moments, Rainbow Six Siege. Didn't even get many views.
I thought you were gonna say the building the PC video.
Well, yeah, but if I said that, you took all the credit for the PC build, not
I
give it to
you,
me.
Listen, we were gonna
so that's not
idea,
a good video.
The original idea was we were going to make a build video out of it, and then Isaac didn't want to be on camera for some unknown reason. So
that wasn't the original idea. You never shared that idea with me.
Brody and I were talking about
it. It was after we had already done it that you said that.
No, I did mention something before, but then you're like, "I don't want to be on camera, so we don't, you know."
Here, okay, I'll make a deal with you. Okay, you said you want to build Connor, or Connor wants to build a computer. I don't know. You sent me a parts list the other day.
I did.
We could If people want the idea, if they actually send us something
in the email.
Okay.
But it's not going to be cool because that's a budget build. Mine was like a prosumer.
People,
you know,
budget builds, people click on those videos way more. Trust me. Okay. That's where the money's at. If you guys want that, you got to send something to the email that's connected to Gage will put it in the description.
I'll say it right now because I got to pull it up. Hold on. Okay, so talkmumbles@gmail.com. That's T-A-L-K.
If someone sends an email mumbles. To that and Gage actually ends up building this thing, or rather, I end up building this thing.
Yeah.
we'll build it in front of a camera.
Yes, we'll do it, and Brody will be the entertainment. Brody will be the one that. Yeah.
He'll get bored. Brody, go dance in the background.
Brody will get a call and be like, I got to go to Barnes & Noble. So Brody does, you know how Brody will like look on all those free games on like Epic Games or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, he was looking and we should have had Isaac get it because I don't think Isaac got it. But Farming Simulator was completely free. Connor, because that's Connor's favorite game is Farming Simulator. So I called him up on the phone and I'm like, listen, download and install Epic Games Launcher so I can get the game installed. And he's like, oh my God, it's free. So he had it all installed by the time I got home. And the computer that he uses is pretty crap. It's got a fourth gen i3 processor. It's got a NVIDIA GTX GeForce 645 or something. I don't even think it's a GTX. It's a 645. So it's pretty old specs.
I'm not even sure which graphics card that is.
It's an old card. It's got 1 gigabyte of graphics. It's got 8 gigs of RAM, which is the only good thing about it, I think. And but he wants to upgrade it anyway, so he can play games and do light video editing. Like he doesn't do video editing like I do, but he wants to be able to do like, you know, his tractor videos, which he records on like 1080p camera.
Yeah,
I mean? So nothing.
Just like a $1,000 build kind of deal.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So. That's kind of what he's... Was that a joke, Isaac?
What?
$1,000 build?
No.
Okay. That's, I thought you were joking there.
That's just like a reasonable price. You know? It's going to be pretty good for a little while. $1,000 build.
The build I found...
I don't know.
Yeah, the build I found was like a Ryzen 5, which... I mean, that's a pretty good...
The build you found is not very well cost optimized. And it's also not very logical. they're spending like half the amount of money on the CPU cooler as the CPU which comes with a stock cooler. Why don't you just take that money and put it into things that matter?
Bro, I don't know. I found the build, dude.
Power supply? Or, you know, the case. Why that case? Or
I found a bill that I told you
the motherboard is trash. This motherboard, you should not be putting any CPU in this motherboard. It's ridiculous.
Don't ever ask Isaac to help you out with your PC build because he'll have you feeling bad about every little part that you picked out. He's like the Gordon Ramsay of friggin' PC builds. He's like,
I would never put my CPU in this motherboard. It's gonna be fried next week. You want your computer to come out looking like spaghetti?
Bro, this was just it's gonna be
on fire, Gage.
This was at 12 o'clock at night. Connor just asked me briefly because he wants to be able to play games and stuff with mods, and I'm like, I'll find a quick build and just see what Isaac thinks. And I don't know. I mean, this seems to be a popular build, so
why don't you just, you know, figure out the components yourself instead of finding pre-made builds?
This is what it would turn out to look like because you'd hate it if I did. I picked out the components from my PC originally, and you're like, wrong,
bad. And then I changed everything and made it good.
Yeah, and then he couldn't wait to overclock it. Friggin' A. It crashed a week later. He's like, but.
No, I told you how to fix it, how to take my overclock off, because obviously that could cause some instability.
Yeah, it hasn't affected my workflow at all. It just so happened to be.
Oh, it was just one random crap out. It wasn't a reoccurring thing. I mean, random crap outs happen all the time.
Well, I'll tell you. So Saturday afternoon, did we record? I think we recorded the podcast on Sunday. Maybe it doesn't matter what day it was. I don't remember. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. So anyway, that afternoon I got into the office and I'm like, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just for shits and giggles, I'm going to do one of those Cinebench things. And it just completely, you know, goes black and then restarts. So I'm like, wow, okay. So then later on that evening, Brody gets to the office and we're just about to start recording a podcast. And it just blue screens. You know, we're on Adobe Audition and it goes blue screen. And I'm like, what the hell? It ended up turning on. I haven't had any problems all week, but I just thought I would let you know just in case, you know, maybe that.
I mean, random stuff happens. You could probably turn up the, I don't know. You could change stuff.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't happen probably ever. The overclock I put on that thing, I did it in like not much time at all and not much rhyme or reason for it. So it's obviously probably not the most stable thing in the world.
Something I did notice is we didn't do the fan curves.
Yeah.
We didn't really. So
I mean,
maybe you should come over after school one Friday.
I'm not going to customize your fan curves for you, Gage. If you want to have
I'll give you $6.
There's already one in there by default.
I thought you loved this stuff, Isaac.
No, I'm not customizing your fan curves. That's not fun computer stuff. That's boring and tedious computer stuff.
Yep. Okay. I'll let you take it apart and rebuild it again, I guess.
I'll take out your GTX 2080 Super and I'll throw it on the floor.
I thought you were
kick it across the hallway.
You'll give me your GPU and you'll take mine.
Yeah, I mean, I can arrange that if you want.
No, thank you.
I mean, if you want. I'm just putting it out there. If you want my RX 580 for your GTX 2080 Super, I mean, I would hate to part with my graphics card, but I think I would do it.
Anything interesting happen at school this week, Brady?
Nope.
No?
Well, learn any new things? Read any new books?
I wish.
How is the Brody Book Club going?
The Brody Club?
The Brody Book Club.
Terrible.
Terrible? Have you been reading anything new?
No.
No? Well, that sucks.
I mean, for a book club, yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going too well.
is your monthly members kind of dropping?
Yeah. Zero drops to zero. Or one drops to one.
One drops to zero because you left your own book club.
Yeah, one drops to zero. Okay.
Yep. But
no big deal though.
It's funny because we have everything to talk about when we're like not doing a podcast, but I feel like right now we're very much, I don't know. I mean,
this blanket on my head, it's weighing me down.
I told you didn't have to wear a blanket.
Nope. It's gotta happen. Gotta happen.
You just want to talk about it happening or what?
Yeah. I mean, if I have it on my head, I guess I can complain about it.
Oh, yes.
That always helps.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, Isaac, you do like to complain about everything.
That is at least somewhat true.
I have a feeling you're going to be like an old man that like tells every little kid to get off your lawn.
I mean, why are they on my lawn? They don't need to be there. It's mine.
Remember that? You remember that Monster House movie there, Brody? I feel like he's going to be the old man that owns the house.
Yeah. I could see that.
You know who I'm talking about, Isaac?
Isaac ages terribly, sure.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you will.
Wow.
Just if you do.
Yeah. I mean, you could. You could just age
really
hard. No,
it's impossible.
Those damn video games.
You
gotta
say, Isaac
will stay the same.
You're going to look perfect in 30 years.
You might.
Are you?
I will.
What?
You gotta say, I will. Tell me.
Time into skincare.
You gonna invest? You gotta,
I'm going to invest.
Invest in Isaac's skin.
Yes. If you guys donate to the Patreon, it goes towards his skincare routine.
Yeah. You want to help that. Got to keep me looking pretty.
What has this podcast turned into anyway? Like,
it's turned literally into some serious mumbles.
Yes. Some mumbo jumbo. Some midday mumbles. Except it's evening mumbles right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's usually not midday or morning.
Or ever, basically.
Actually, yeah, we never have recorded at any time besides like 6 or later.
Which,
and you always want to record at like 3.
We had that one day when Brody, remember we recorded at 2. Was it the first or second episode? It might have been the first.
Was I there?
Yeah.
That seems unlikely.
Yes, we did, because... you actually made an effort that day.
Oh, gross.
Brody remembers that.
A little bit.
Bring back the good old days. Donate to the Patreon and make Isaac go back to trying.
So, what are you guys eating for dinner tonight anyway?
I don't know. Something. I had microwave mac and cheese earlier.
For lunch?
I guess you could call it lunch. I don't really ever do anything on the same schedules as breakfast, lunch, dinner. I just kind of eat when I'm going to eat.
Whenever. When did you roll out of bed today?
I think 11:30.
Oh, not that bad, actually.
Yeah, no.
For being a Saturday, dude, I'm proud of you. Bro.
Dude, I know. I'm
proud of you.
I'm guessing a mornings person now or something. Getting up at 11:30.
Well, not
crack
necessarily.
Crack of dawn, basically.
I think we woke
not
up
even
at
3 o'clock.
A similar time. No, I. What time did I wake up this morning? I think I woke up at like 9. So not far off. Huh. But
what time did you wake up this morning, Brody?
Today was Saturday, so I slept in.
Yeah, but like,
did you sleep in
to when?
You really want me to say that?
Yeah.
I
want you to exactly say that.
I think it was probably like 9.
Okay.
And that's sleeping in. What?
I think that's the episode for this week. We got...
Is that the episode for the week?
We got over an hour of time recorded now.
Yes. Wow.
We've done it. You've done it again, boys.
Well, guys, if you did enjoy this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast, share it with your friends. Tell everyone about the Midday Mumbles podcast.
Send us an email.
Yeah, send me an email. I will read your email. Okay.
talkmumbles@gmail.com. That's talkmumbles@gmail.com.
Join our Discord. At Isaac Uno or whatever my name on that Midday Mumbles server is, and maybe I'll notice you and I'll be like, hey, what's up?
Maybe.
And we'll be best friends for the rest of time.
Yes, you guys will be best friends. You'll go on long walks on the beach and odd silence there.
I'm just sorry. I was just picturing in my head the beach and the walking, you know. It was very deep for me.
But if you want to help support the show, go to patreon.com/middaymumbles. It'd help continue to make the show free. And, well, who are we kidding? It's going to come out regardless, so, you know.
I know. I don't even know why you say that every time.
Just give us money.
The show is always going to be free.
Until Isaac or Brody quits, this podcast is going to happen forever. So we're going to be in our 60s doing the Midday Mumbles podcast. It's just always going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't agree to that, but
yeah,
sure.
I don't think we ever talked about that, Gage. Maybe you should, you should stop making promises, huh? Maybe you ever thought about that?
Yes, we're just gonna do.
Unless I'm getting some serious money off that Patreon, no way. When I'm 60, am I gonna be doing this podcast?
You're not gonna want to be on. We're all gonna be in like nursing homes.
You'll be like at 60. I hope you're not in a nursing home at 60.
Well, whatever. You know, 75. We'll be in our 80s.
You're not doing
85.
So well if you're in a nursing home at 60.
I know. But, yeah, we'll all be, you know, in our 90s doing the Midday Mumbles podcast. But if you wanna stay tuned for the Midday Mumbles podcast forever, then subscribe.
Yeah.
And share this with your friends. So
become my friend. Join the Discord. See you later.
That's been us this week. Gage, Brody, and Isaac.
See ya. Goodbye.
Signing off. Bye, guys.